everyone. Pleased to be here with Lisa in relation to a recent column that I have written for the Canadian Cattleman magazine. It is on the topic of colors and personality types. And as many of you will know and have been exposed to, there's all different types of approaches to trying to understand more about ourselves and others. And this True Colors approach is one that I particularly enjoy because of its simplicity and practicality. I also really think that it's important that we move towards, you know, understanding of ourselves and others, appreciation for both, as well as acceptance can go a long way to build relationships and have more effective teams. So the four colors that we're talking about are orange, gold, blue, and green. And just in a quick synopsis, the orange people are really about freedom and skillfulness and a lot of fun. Those with a gold tendency focus on duty, responsibilities, and are very detail-oriented. The blues are all about relationships and authenticity. They want to make sure that people are all looked after. The greens are logical and knowledge seekers. So they want understanding and always learning and comparing the scenarios. And as I mentioned, we're all different combinations or tendencies. And one of the pieces that we were thinking about and talking about is how can we relate and apply this in our own working situations? And one scenario that Lisa and I came up with was of timely for this time of year is the branding event, which many of our readers and subscribers will be attending and participating in. So when you think of that, it'll be the orange people who like having the big events and lots of socializing and people having a barbecue and really trying to make it fun and enjoyable. Those that are gold will be the ones that make sure all the preparation is done and the details are looked after. How many people are coming? You know, do you have the appropriate amount of food for them? And what about the workers? Is there enough ropers or, you know, and wrestlers? Who's going to be doing the on the ground branding, vaccinating, castrating? So it'll be the gold that really wants to make sure that's all figured out ahead of time and then followed through. Those that are green will be thinking of the big picture, the strategy of it. Okay, what is the best procedure to follow, you know, that's optimal for the cattle and going to have the best outcomes? They might think of a few scenarios as how the work should flow and the animals before they come right down to it. They'll also be thinking about efficiencies and flow so that things don't get bogged down or that it doesn't take too long, that there's not undue stress on the animals or the people. And the blues will really be thinking of how are all the people doing? Have we invited everybody that we should? What about, is everyone included? Are all the, you know, another example I think of is if there's up and comer ropers or wrestlers, you know, are all those newer people to the event getting a chance to participate? And the blues are really making sure that everybody's included and enjoying themselves. So I just shared that as a applicable example that many of us can relate to. And it's easy to see that, you know, when you're the orange person that's thinking of, you know, the social aspect of it and making it a fun experience, you might not be so worried about some of the details that the gold person is wanting to, you know, who's looking after the record keeping? Have we got all the RFID tags recorded? What's that going to happen? You know, so obviously there's times when there can be potential conflicts, both, you know, with others and then even within ourselves when we have tendencies that that can be opposite. So yeah, that, you know, and then the blue and the green, you know, another potential conflict there will be the blue people are making sure that, you know, the little kids, like I said, have a chance to to hold a calf or participate in one way or another. And the Greens might be thinking, no, we just want the best person for the job. We've got to get this done. We're not going to take a lot of extra time providing a practice learning environment. So, you know, it's all so much about balance, I think, and appreciating where everybody's coming from so we can all come to an outcome and really, in a simple and, like I say, practical and fun way, recognizing that we all have tendencies. And certainly, you know, when you get into a situation where you're with a lot of people that have the same tendencies to you as you, it's easy to start thinking about, wow, okay, I'm not the only one that thinks like this, that that has these certain ways of being or behaving. And in that spirit, I have worn a blue shirt because a lot of my tendencies are in the blue arena, but I also have some green too. So that makes it hard sometimes with an inner conflict. So anyway, read more about it in the column and hope you have a chance. There's lots of information out there to explore some more ways on the human side of things.